Praise God. So I want to thank God today. I thank God for this Resurrection Sunday. I thank the Lord that He still reigns in our lives and He's still doing what He do. This is a powerful day today that man set aside and call it Easter. But it's is the Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. I'm glad to be partake of His greatness. I'm thankful that I could look into His perfect law of liberty. Amen. Pray for us as we look into the word of the Lord. We have a preaching word today. Our word today is, He got up. Let us all say, He got up. Yeah. Amen. And I'm so glad that you got up this morning. Amen. And being in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know that was the resurrection power to give you strength and life to be in the house of God? Praise the Lord. But I'm here to tell you this morning, He got up, and so can we. Hello in this place. I know we're living in a scary world. I know things are transpiring. I know things are happening. Amen. And it sometimes knocks us down. But I'm here to tell you the power of God, the resurrection power of God, when we get knocked down, get back up. Come on in here. Praise God. That was the purpose of the resurrection. Praise God. Amen. God can help us in these trying hours and in these trying times. Amen. I know the devil wants you to give up and give out and throw the towel in and quit. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of God, don't you quit. You get up. Don't you quit. A quitter will never win, and a winner will never quit. Amen. I want to alert us this morning to let us know we are winners. We are on the winning side. We are on the winning team. We are undefeated. Amen. God is with us. Whatever you're going through, just know that you can make it. Praise God. Anyhow, ain't the Lord good in here. Praise God. I want to let you know also, amen, sometimes we get a little slow and get in our little slumber and our little sleep, amen, and just barely making and feeling like you just defeated, feeling like you, amen, can't go. But I'm here to tell you, this resurrection power will give us some boost. This resurrection power will give us some energy. Praise God. Amen. I don't care how dark the world may look. I don't care how dark the world may seem. It don't matter what's going on in your neighborhood. It's not any what matter going on in your life. Praise God. But you can know that you can make it. You can look to the hills of which coming thy help, knowing that God, if God is for you, who can be against you? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we, amen, get in our little pity party. Praise God. We, amen, and feeling a little, amen, like we can't, amen, make it. Praise God, and start complaining, and amen, and start mumbling. But I'm going to tell you, church, it's something about the power of God. It's something about the resurrection power. Praise God. It'll make you go on anyhow. So get out of your slumber, get out of your sleep, get out of that pity party state, and look to the hills, look to Jesus, and go right on in the name of the Lord. Do we have any witness in this place? Amen. Amen. I said, do we have any witness in this place? Praise God. Amen. That's it. Praise God. Amen. Don't look like and act like you're serving a dead God. Amen. We're serving a lively God. And that's why that's why the resurrection took place. And the resurrection is no more than the power of God. Amen. When the preacher preach, Amen. Don't act like you're just sitting looking at a movie. Amen. Amen. Get into the service. Praise the Lord. Amen. And witness to what God is saying. Praise God. The Lord is so good to us. Well, sometimes we're living in an age now where folks done got relaxed and amen, and just put that spiritual automobile in neutral and ain't going nowhere. It ain't going forward, ain't backing up. But I'm here to tell you, you need to put it in drive. Praise God. You need to start spinning some wheels. Praise God. Back in the day, we used to say, spend some rubber. Praise God. Come on in here and look all what God have done for us. We got so much. I say we got church so much to praise him for. Amen. You know, I know the devil, he's our opponent. And it's his job to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's his job to try to stop us. It's his job to try to hinder us. Amen. It's his job, praise God, to try to just shoot us down. Amen. To the ground, but I tell you, I'm getting up. Praise God! And when I get up, I'ma stay up. Praise you, the Lord. I'm not gonna let the devil just knock me down and then I fall to the ground, Sister May, and I just fall and wallow. Come on, somebody, just stay in right there. But I wanna let you know, church, you need to get up. Praise God, get up out of that ground and brush yourself off. Come on and start over. Start again. Amen. See, the devil wants you to lay and he wants to stomp on you. He wants to just kill you. But I'm here to know, I want him to know the power of God. Amen. The resurrection power gonna make me go on anyhow. Praise God. Song we sing. I love it so often. The song we sing. 223. That song said, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me the victory. Amen. If onward I shall go. How many want the victory? Praise God. You can have the victory. Praise ye the Lord. And that's why the resurrection power took place, for us to have the victory over sin. Have the victory over people. Have a victory over your struggles. Have a victory over your problems. How many know the Lord is a problem solver God? Amen. He don't just leave you and forsake you. He said, I will never leave you, not forsake you. I will, huh? He said, I will be with you until the end of the world. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. He's faithful. Praise ye the Lord. But he wants you to be faithful. We living in an unfaithful age now. We living in a slackness age. We living in an age where everything goes. Amen. What that Nike thing say?
Just do it.
Just do it. You know, that's the world we live in. Just do it. Whatever you want to do, just do it. You tired of your companion? Get you another one. Praise God. Amen. Get tired of that one? Get you another one. Just do it, man. Feel free. No, you just can't just do it unless you're just doing this right here. Following the word of the Lord. Amen. This is what will get us from earth to glory. Amen. Isn't that all right? I say this is what will get us to earth to glory. Praise God. Amen. And the devil, he wants to hurt us. Amen. He wants to hinder us. He wants us to miss the crown. He wants to give up and give out. But we ain't going to do it, because we're going to keep our eyes on the hill. We're going to keep marching on. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. I want to show you how the devil works. Amen. You know, he, like I said earlier, that he want to shoot us down. Amen. The more fiery darts. Praise God. He shooting at you. Praise ye the Lord. And we stand there and act like God ain't got no power. Amen. We just standing there and let the devil wound us. Come on here. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, we got to have some faith, and we got to have the faith, the shield of faith. Praise God. When those fiery darts start, amen, coming to us, we can put that shield right there on them, huh? Praise God. If them dots coming to the right, my shield is going to the right. Amen. If them fiery dots is going to the left, my shield is going to the left. Where those fiery dots can be, bounce off, praise God. Don't let the devil just come and take over. You tell him no, the power of God, the resurrection power, going to help me to go on. Let's talk about, let's read about those fiery dots right here, praise God. The Bible said, above all, take the shield of faith. Do you have that shield this afternoon? Do you have that shield this afternoon, Sister Cynthia? Amen. Do you have that shield? Amen, Brother Curtis. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have that shield, praise God, when the devil presents himself? You just put it right in his face. And them fiery dots just bounce right off because that shield got faith and power of God. Praise God. And that's the purpose of the power. That's the purpose of the resurrection. Praise God. For us to have power to live above sin. To have power to keep going on. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And the Bible said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Why? Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Did it say some? But it said all the fiery darts of the wicked. When that wickedness come to you, you put that shield up. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's power. And Bible said, and take the helmet of salvation. Praise God. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. I want to let you know the devil is afraid of the word. Amen. So you ain't got to try to. Only thing you got to do when he presents himself, to speak the word. Amen. Tell him. Come on, somebody. I said, tell him to get the hints. Amen. You hear me? Amen. Get thee hence. Go away. Go about your business. But some of us, we just have him just continue to bother us because we tell him that he can get behind us. So he's going to get behind us. He's going to choke us. He's going to push us. He's going to kick us because we can't see him. Amen. I don't want the devil behind me. I want to tell him like Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. Go about your business. Amen. You're not going to have a field day in my life. I am wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus. One can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. Hello, somebody. So don't let the devil take advantage of you. That's why we got to have that sword, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then it said, praying sometimes, praying always. But I know we do that. We pray sometime. When the battles start raging, when things get real hard, then we get to praying, oh Lord, help me. Is that wise? You need to be able to pray when things going good, as well as when things going bad. Amen. Send the temple up. Pray to this God that can do all things. It said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me that utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly. Come on, somebody. Are you afraid? Are you ashamed of Jesus? I see sometimes people just barely open their mouth like they're scared to say glory to God. They seem like they're afraid to say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't sound enthused. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, declare it. Glorify. Thank you, Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you for blood running warm in my veins. Thank you that I'm numbered among the living. Could have been gone. One of my friends already gone. We got to go to a funeral within a day or so. Praise God. My dad used to say, one day your name gonna be gone. G-O-N-E. Where's Brother Jerry gone? Where's Sister So-and-so gone? And that's what's happening today. A lot of people is gone off the face of the earth. And some is not ready and they gone. They wasn't prepared and they gone. There was a few that was ready. And that's why we have to, when preaching is being preached, that's why we have to be serious. Just don't sit there and just look. Man, he preached. Then you just leave and go back to your house and get back in your shell. Amen. Come and get fortified. Come and get some spirituality. Amen. Don't just sit and look, amen, at everybody else getting some joy and you sitting back acting like you superwoman and superman. You don't need nothing. I'm good. I remember we was doing a street meeting years ago and we went to this lady's house. She was an old lady, probably in the 70s, 80s. And we was up there trying. I was younger then. I'm 66 now. I probably was 26 then. But anyway, we knocked at the door and we started witness to her and talking. She said, child, I know the Bible. I know the word. I don't need nobody to come and tell me about Jesus. You know what? I done read the Bible three times. Through and through. And I looked at her. And I said, What are you trying to say? I don't read it. I know it. I said, ma'am, you can read the Bible three times, five times, nine times, and you still don't know all the word. Amen. You cannot comprehend all what the Lord is saying. Like I said, I believe I said it last Sunday. The word is not like reading a novel. You read it and you get through thoughts out of it. But the word is different. When you read the word, I can read Philippians, the book of Philippians today and preach on it. And I can preach on that same Philippians book, praise God, a month later, a week later, and it's never the same. I get more thoughts. The word open up. You can read that same verse that you've been preaching for years. And man, the Lord will elevate your mind where now you see a greater vision, a greater thought there. Look at God. So that's why it pays us not to just look at the word. Open that Bible up and read the word. You got people today got the open Bibles in the family room and got it all open up. And most of the time it's open up to the 23rd of Psalm. And it's been open up so long, it got so much dust collected on it, you can't even see the words. Come on, somebody. That ain't what the Lord is talking about. The Lord is wanting us to get the word in us. Amen. And read it and live it. Not just on Sunday. We all look all powers out here this morning, looking nice, Easter time, and praise God, we all happy. But do you have a hold of God? Amen. Praise God. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him for your personal Savior? Praise God. What verse did I stop on? For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And that's what I stopped on, boldly. We need to be bold. We need to speak boldly. Amen. Don't speak fearfully. It said, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. A beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort you, comfort your hearts. Peace be the brethren, and love of faith from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ be with you. Christ be with all of them that love our Lord Jesus Christ, sincerity. Now let me say this. Now, all that is good, but we got to stand. Amen. We can read it, but we got to stand for Jesus. Let's go back to that same chapter, but we're going to back up to the 14th verse, where it says, stand. Not fall and give up. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and have on the breastplate of righteousness. Getting dressed up now. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's how we can stand. See, when we equip with our uniforms, when we equip with the whole arm of God on, we have a helmet of salvation. We have the shield of faith. We have the sword of the Spirit. And our feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Be ready for battle. Huh? And the breastplate. Excuse me. Water break. You having the breastplate of righteousness. I've been preaching this message a long time, but I never saw where it said a back plate. If you have, I need to meet with you in the pastor's study shortly. But it said breastplate. So what is that telling you? Don't turn your back to Satan. You don't have no protection there, but you have protection here. Amen. The breastplate. Now when them fiery darts start shooting, amen, you got that breastplate. And it'll bounce right off. When Satan start coming and pointing and tell you to do this and do that, nobody see you. Amen. It's nighttime. Amen. We in Orange County over here. Praise God. We over here in Guilford County. Nobody's out here in the woods but the Lord. How many know you can't hide from God? Amen. He got every seeing eye. He can see just as good in the nighttime than he can in the day. So I'm very thankful, praise God, for excuse me, the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. How many know we serve a mighty God? What a mighty, we sing that song, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Now let's turn now. We got some traveling to do this morning. Amen. Y'all might as well sit back and relax and enjoy. Because I'm going to give you a buffet. Amen. Sometimes you get a little snack or something. But this morning, we're going to give you a buffet. Is that all right? Amen. So be right attentive to what the word is saying. Amen. So you can get your part. Praise God. All right. Let's turn over here to Jude, praise God, Jude, that's the book right before Revelation. Jude the 24, verse 24, praise God. Amen, and know he can keep us. Amen, he can keep us from falling. Praise God. You see more people in this day, these last days, falling out of the race. Amen. Where is brother so-and-so? I don't know, I ain't seen him in a few days, a few months, a few years. Where's sister so-and-so? Come on, somebody. Don't fall out the race. Praise God. Jude 24. Because the Bible tell you here, praise ye the Lord. It said now. Let us all say now. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the unity to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. I'm so thankful. This is a very encouraging verse here. Praise God. We not serving a handicapped God. We not serving a God that cannot provide and deliver. Amen. And I don't care where we at in life. I don't care what your problem may be. I'm here to witness, and I'm here to tell you this morning, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You don't have to fall. Praise God. We got a big God that can keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. You can be presented faultless. The Lord can keep us clean. The Lord can keep us faultless. The Lord can keep us holy. He can keep us on fire for him. Won't he do it? Praise God. Now someone get me Ephesians 3:20 right quick. Praise God. Amen. We're going to tell you something else. Praise God. And when I think about that scripture, I think about Sister McDonald. That's one of her favorite scriptures. Praise God. Ephesians 3:20. Because sometimes I see people act like God is weak and nothing. He can't do much. And look what's going on in the world. And look what's happening. Where is God? God is where he need to be. He doing what he need to be doing. Amen. He knows when to come. He knows what to do when he comes. He knows it. Only thing we need to do is just know that he is able to do all things but fail. Amen. Now, Ephesians, the 3:20, it said, now unto him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Can we comprehend that? According to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. So I'm here to tell you, church, now, right now, we ain't talking about next week. We ain't talking about next month. We are not talking about even next year. But he said, now, unto him he is able. Amen. How many know, church? How many know in this place that he is able? He is well able. Praise God. Amen. It said he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Praise God. Amen. That's powerful. Whatever. Things ain't even came yet. He's able. Things you don't even know about it. He's able. Praise God. Ain't God good? I say he's able. Praise ye the Lord to do exceedingly abundant above that we can ask or think according to the power. Amen. That's the most important thing. According to the power, amen, that worketh in us. Amen. See, that's the purpose of the resurrection. We need that power. Amen. See, the Lord have to have something to work with. Amen. If you ain't got that power, then the Lord can't work with you. Amen. You got to have something for him to work with. You got to have that power in your life. Praise God. And that's give him that spark. Praise God. Where you and him can really get things going on because you are living a holy life. That's how you get that power. Amen. You're following his procedure. That's how you get that power. You keeping his commandments. That's how you get that power. The Bible said his commandment is not grievous. What does it mean? His commandment is not grievous, meaning it's not so hard that you cannot follow. Amen. Where it said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. Amen. So don't think he'll tell you. Sometimes people start wrestling with the scriptures and act like, oh, you ain't got to do all of that. You can do it this way. You ain't got to do it that way. Amen. But let me say this. The Lord tell you his way. And if you're going to his heaven, you do it like he tell you to do it. And he ain't going to tell you something that you cannot do. Hello in here. If he didn't know anything you go through with, you going through a battle or struggle, if the Lord didn't know that you was able to maintain, you were able to win the battle, he would never put it on you. He said he would never put things on you that you're not able to bear. Amen. You got the grace. So brothers and sisters, whatever your trials and trouble may be today, the pressures of the world, whatever it may be, know that you got the strength. Amen. And if you feel like you're a little weak, you got an almighty God that you can call on. And he'll be right at your call. Praise God. Now, we're going to do a flip side of this resurrection. I want to say, when I thought about Jesus, the Lord gave me some thoughts on this. You know, Jesus, he's a powerful God. And I've been looking through his word. And I've been reading. And I've been reading about the resurrection, and I've been reading about life, I've been reading about death. But it's something about the Lord, when he come on the scene, if you dead, you're going to rise. If you dead, he going to heal you. I never recall that the Lord preached a funeral. He don't preach funerals. Because when he come on the scene, if they dead, yet shall they live. When he come on the scene, if they dead, the Lord going to do what? Bring life. Why do you think that he got up out of that tomb and left that tomb empty? They tried to seal it, amen, where he couldn't get out. They rolled a big stone there on the tomb to make sure that it was secured. But it's something about the Lord. God worked miracles. Jesus didn't enjoy being in the tomb. He didn't like death. So he got up with the help of God. What happened? The Lord allowed an earthquake to come. And that wind from that earthquake rolled that stone off of that grave. All that sealing ointment where they got it all sealed good, they thought. But it's something about God. Amen. Jesus, he got out of there. See? Because he didn't like death. He didn't like death. So the Lord blessed him to get out. And the Lord gave him life. Hello, somebody. So I'm here to tell you, that's the way he performed. So after he got up, what did he do? Did he go back and die again? He got up and he began to walk. Yet I was dead, but now I'm alive and well. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible said he walked here 40 more days with life. Folks looking, that man's supposed to be dead. No, that man don't like death. And from that scenery, when he walked and somebody was dead, he didn't just say, peace be with you, as we say sometime on Facebook, rest in peace, rest in heaven. Lord didn't say that. Lord said, get up. Amen. Get up. He got up and he didn't get us up. Now who? Who he do that to? Lazarus. Look at the Lord.
Got up and served the meal.
Amen. See what I'm saying? He could have said, go on. Mary and Martha, they was complaining because he was sick. But the Lord wasn't interested in the sickness. He was interested in the death. And see, sometimes we get in a way, amen, in our individual lives, sometimes we get in things that look hopeless. And you'd be wondering why the Lord coming now. I mean, now the battle done got real rough and tough. But that's what make God God. He can do the impossible. Amen. Praise God. Look what he did. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Now. All right. Amen. When he met Lazarus, what did he tell Lazarus? Come forth. Amen. Brother Jerry don't have that power. When somebody called me and say, I need you to preach your funeral, I can't just go up there and say, come forth. But God can. Amen. And when he spoke it, it happened. So I thank the Lord how he does. Let's turn now and read that. Let's go to John 11. Let's see what the words say. Amen. Life. That's what the Lord wants, is life. Life more abundantly. Matter of fact, someone get me that. I want to read that. Life and life more abundantly. Someone get me 2 Corinthians. Excuse me, not 2 Corinthians, but John 10:10. Who got that?
The thief cometh not. But to steal. And to kill. And to destroy.
But Jesus said, I am come.
That they may have life. And that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen. Now that's his recipe. That you may have life. That's what he advertised. You may have life and life more abundantly. He don't want to see no death. He want to see life. Praise God. And that's what he gave to Lazarus. John 11, 37. Thank you, Jesus. Are y'all praying for me? Hello? I'm asking a question. Are y'all with me today? Amen. Life. We need some life in here. All right, John 11, the 37th chapter.
37th verse.
We're going to read what the Lord did here. Okay. All right, John 11. Praise God. Okay. Now I'm going to see where he spoke to Lazarus. I got this verse where he told Lazarus to come forth. Y'all see that?
43.
Sir?
43.
Okay, good job. All right. That's what I want. That's good enough. Lazarus was there in the grave and he was rotten and stinking. It didn't matter with the Lord. Because the Lord didn't like death. So he said, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Look at God. I said, look at God. Won't he do it? Amen. I got another encounter. You remember Ezekiel? Those dry bones. They call it dry bones, but those were dead bones. But it didn't matter with God. When the Lord come on the scene, he might have been dead, but to get ready to live now. Someone get Ezekiel for me. The 37th chapter. Verse 14. Who got that?
And shall put my spirit in
you. All right, back up a little bit. Let me get it a minute. Hold just a moment. Huh? Say again.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
I'm going to get it right here. Hold just a moment. That was 37:14. I think we want a little more. All right, hold just a moment here. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank the Lord in this place. All right. We want to, okay. All right. Start at the, Sister Ken, the 14th verse was the one you stop at. But start at this ninth verse. Read, ninth verse. Everybody listen now. I'm going to show you what God can do.
Then he said unto me,
prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man,
and say to the wind,
thus saith the Lord God,
come from the four winds.
Come, Lord, he is saying, come from the four winds,
O breathe upon these slain.
O breathe upon these slain. That these bones may live.
So I prophesied as he commanded me.
Look at God, look at God. I said, look at God. And the breath came unto them.
And they
live.
And stood They didn't only live, but they got up. Come on, somebody. And they stood upon their feet.
An exceeding great army.
Then he said unto me,
Son of man,
wow. These bones, that's what make those bones so special. Because it said, these bones are the house of Israel. That's God's people.
Yes.
Amen. Lord doing special favor. All right, read.
Behold, they say,
our bones are dried.
And our hope is lost.
We are
cut off for our hearts.
Come on, somebody. Now, sometimes I would just want to stop right here and talk about you and I in here. Sometimes we got some dry bones in this place.
Jesus.
Amen. Sometimes we're too dry. Sometimes we like walk around dead. But I'm here to tell you the power of God, the resurrection power, wants you to wake up and get involved in the things of God. I know you got a lot on your mind with all the things that happened, but you need to have your mind on the Lord. Bible said, whose mind is stayed on thee, he will keep thee in perfect peace. You won't have to be wearied in well-doing. You don't have to be troubled. Praise God. If you dry, if you dead, amen. Speak to Jesus. Because he don't like death. He like life. And life more abundantly. Read on now, sister.
Therefore prophesy and say unto them.
Now prophesy and say unto them.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Behold.
Behold.
Oh my people.
Look what he will do. I will open your graves.
You come, up out of your
come on, won't he do it? Come on up out of your graves.
And bring you to,
come on somebody, a land of Israel.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
And then you will know who I am. You will know I am the Lord.
When I have opened your graves.
Oh, my people, I like that. Brought ye up. Didn't I just tell y'all to get up? Didn't I just tell all of us, including myself, get up? Amen. Because he brought us out of your grave. And what else, sister?
And shall put my spirit in you.
And I won't only bring you up, but I'm going to put my spirit in you. And ye shall live and not die. I just add that. You shall live and not die. Read on.
And I shall place you in your own land.
I will place you in your own land.
Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it.
Amen. I am the Lord has spoken it.
And performed it.
And perform it.
Saith the Lord.
That's it. Saith the Lord. See what God can do. See what God can do. Amen. You may be dead and dry. Amen. Ezekiel prophesied to those bones. Those bones began to live. I want to tell you today in the fear of the Lord. You may be dry. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, you need to speak to the Lord. The Lord can bring some greatness to you. Amen. You don't have to walk around here head hung down and all to the ground and worrying and troubled mind and amen, can't make it. Praise God. Some folks they get so confused. They don't even know what day it is. What day is it? Oh, I don't know. Is it Thursday? Oh, I think it's Friday. Oh, no. I said, no, it's Saturday. You 2 days behind. Come on, somebody. Amen. We don't have to be that way. Stuff you carrying in your soul and in your bosom, you're overburdened and you're overconcerned and you're overdoing. Give it to the Lord. Let go and let God fix it, huh? How many know he's a good fixer? How many know he can work it out? Yes, he can every time. Amen. So bring your life and your soul and body to the Lord. Now let me say this. He like not only natural death, he don't like natural death, and he also don't like spiritually death. When you don't know God for the part of your sin, he don't like, he want to bring you life. Amen. In the spiritual side as well. Yes. Amen. Ain't that right? So he don't like death nowhere in the natural, nor the spiritual. He want life and life everlasting. Praise God. John 3:16. I don't have to go to that. What did he say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have what? Everlasting life. He wants us all to have everlasting life. That was the reason of him dying on Calvary. Amen. And then arose on the third day. To let you know, you can have life. And you can have it more abundantly. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You don't like nothing old and dried up and can't move and can't do nothing about half dead. Come on, somebody. Let's get more on fire for God. I feel like in these last days, I see a lot of dryness and a lot of slothfulness and a lot of, amen, just careless living. Amen. It won't take much for you just to throw the towel in. But I'm here to tell you, let's grab some hope in these hopeless situations. You may have family problems. You may have problems in your own home or whatever your need may be. Amen. The Lord want to bring life to that situation. Praise God. All right. Matthew 11:28. I'll just go ahead and quote that. So he wants you to have life and rest. He said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will what? Give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your soul. You don't have to be in an uproar. You don't have to be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He gone to prepare a place for you. He said, if you go and prepare a place for you, he will come again and receive you unto himself. Amen. So the Lord, he got a place for us. So keep right on going on. Keep right on toiling. Keep right on making it. Keep right on pushing. Amen. The more you push, the load will get lighter. Amen. Don't stop. Amen. Sometimes you might have to push and jump on it. Get your little energy. Jump on it, on that wagon when it's coming down the hill. Amen. You can ride there. And after you get to the bottom of the hill, you got to get up now and push it back up. Look at God. God will give you strength. Sometimes when your strength run out, that's when God always kick in. Amen. All right, let's start with these scripts, the last scripture here. All right, LaMisha. Let's get this scripture here, Sister LaMisha. I'm looking. St. Luke. Amen. The 5th chapter. And let's read that 32nd verse, please.
32. Okay. I came not to call the righteous.
Read, get it a little louder for me.
I came not to call the righteous.
I came not to call the righteous,
but sinners to repentance.
That's good. So I just want you to know that's the purpose of Jesus. He came to call the righteous. And what else to the sinners? Repentance to the sinners. So we all got an invitation. The sinner got an invitation. And the righteous got an invitation. So the Lord is telling us all, come, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.